Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And we're going to take a look at, the People's Voice, a good organization, and they're going to take us, we're going to hear an insider, how he reveals that the dark deep state has the intention of getting in to all the different states. Wendy, what they're trying to do is they want to go in, especially to all the swing states, and give Kamala just enough votes, just over enough to phony votes to win in those swing states. So go ahead and take it away.
The Global Elite have meticulously analysed the situation and concluded that Democrat nominee Kamala Harris is set to lose the popular votes by an astonishing 30 million votes this November. This is according to a World Economic Forum contractor, who warns a covert operation is underway to deal with what the elite are calling the shortfall in Democrat votes required to achieve the optimal outcome. This multi-pronged voter fraud operation aims to undermine the very integrity of our electoral process and includes injecting tens of millions of fake ballots into the system. Because, according to an internal WF document, the American people require assistance in electing the correct candidate for their own benefit. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Anyone who dare to raise concerns. But here's something you might not know. In 2020, a USPS truck driver, under oath, claimed that he drove one of several trucks filled with at least 1 million completed ballots from New York to other states. It's not just a conspiracy theory. This is real testimony with evidence about 1 million fraudulent ballots for Biden, buried and ignored by the media. They don't want you to know. We'll dive deeper into that damning case later. It's critical that more people know the truth because the global elite rigged the US election once, and now they're gearing up to do it again. Early voters are already reporting their votes are being flipped from Donald Trump to Kamala Harris.
James Carpenter, I just voted in the White Settlement election. I voted for one president, checked it on the video screen. When I got the paper ballot, it had the other candidate's name on it. Check your paper ballots, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Lucas Clark, and I voted here at White Settlement Library in Fort Worth. I was in line for about 45 minutes, and there were two people that came out and said that their ballots were changed.
If they succeed, it will change the course of the nation, maybe even the world, forever. According to a man who contracts for the World Economic Forum in Davos, among other globalist organizations, the elite believe they have perfected the multi-pronged attack on the electoral system, and they are pumping tens of millions of fake ballots into the swing states as we speak.
I've taken this information to every major news outlet, but none of them are brave enough to report it. The truth is, I've been part of something terrible, something I never imagined I'd be involved in. What we're doing is going to change the course of this country and the world, and not in a good way. People need to understand what's really happening, because what I've been part of, it's nothing less than an assault on our democracy. I work for a shadowy international organization. You've probably never heard of us, and there's a reason for that. But you definitely recognize the people we work for. We've been interfering in elections across the globe for years, and I thought we were doing it to bring stability to chaotic regions. But this time, we're turning our focus to the US, to your election. And it's not just about tampering with a few votes. This is systematic. It's calculated, and it's on a massive scale. The plan is to target the swing states, the ones that decide everything. The strategy is simple, but devastating. We've been programming the voting machines, especially in places like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona. The idea is to flip votes quietly, efficiently, so no one will even notice. It looks like your vote is going one way, but in reality, we've manipulated the back end to switch it. By the time the results come in, it'll all seem normal, but the machines are just one part of it. The real dirty work is in the ballots, millions of them, fake ballots. I've seen the operation myself. Factories running nonstop, printing ballots that look exactly like the real thing. We've been flooding the system with them, especially in the swing states where every vote counts. They'll be counted as if they're legitimate. By the time anyone realizes what's happened, it'll be too late. We're also manipulating voter rolls. We're ordering mail-in ballots for people who shouldn't even be on the list anymore. Dead people. People who have moved, non-citizens. Those ballots are being filled out and sent in like they're from real voters. It's all designed to overwhelm the system. It's so smooth, so well coordinated. You'd think they'd find a flaw, but they won't. Not unless they know exactly where to look. It's devastating how efficient this is. They've got it down to a science. We're focusing on the key battlegrounds. Places like Wisconsin and Florida, anywhere the vote margin is close. We know where to push to tip the scales, to make sure the results go the way they want. The worst part is, people are going to think it's real. They'll never question it because it's designed to look so seamless. I hate myself for being part of this. I never thought I'd be part of something so evil. This isn't about helping anyone, it's about power. And taking away the power of the American people to choose their own future. We've hijacked that right from them. I'm telling you this because I can't keep it in anymore. I've been part of rigging the US election and I regret it deeply. If this isn't exposed, the American people will lose their voice and they'll never even know it. The worst part is, we're doing it in the places that matter most, where every vote makes the difference. The country's being manipulated, and it's not by the people they think.
The global elite got away with the crime in 2020, and now they are determined to repeat the trick and hold American people to ransom. Major players in the election, including Dominion voting systems, are threatening to come after and destroy anybody on social media who dares to question their election integrity, regardless of the evidence they hold regarding criminality. The elite have already set the stage, covering their tracks before the election has even happened. If we want to stop them, we need to learn from history and see how it's been done before. Stay tuned. We'll dive into the story of the fraudulent USPS ballots and how they stole swing states after this important message from residents that USPS illegally shipped over a million fraudulent mail-in ballots from New York to Pennsylvania on October the 21st, 2020. Here's the bottom line. Truck driver Jesse Morgan transported 20 Gaylord boxes, each containing tens of thousands of mail-in ballots. At minimum, Morgan was carrying 1 million fake ballots for Biden, already signed and ready to go. Patrick Byrne, a prominent advocate for constitutional republicanism for government, breaks down the details for us.
It's about time I come clean about the Postal Service lawsuits we have. There's now two of them, and I may as well just review this briskly. In 2020, you may remember a whistleblower came forward named Jesse Morgan. It was a trucker who said that he had been given a strange trucking load, and he looked into it and he found some funny things. I'm going to walk you through what really happened there. What really happened there is this. When I built Overstock, we had an issue where sometimes you would buy what you tried not to, but you would get gray goods, and this is how that worked. And believe me, this will transport directly over, translate directly into discussing ballots. Somebody would go, North Face would go to Taiwan and have some factory make 10,000 sleeping bags for them. North Face, you know, under license to North Face, so forth. That factory would stay open an extra weekend and run off another 2,000 sleeping bags. And then they would go into the market and sell them as North Face sleeping bags. Now, and you at a great price and as a discount, as you know, we would buy them. Well, it turns out, but it would turn out that they weren't. Well, they were forensically, they were North Face. It was the same factory, the same paperwork, the same labels, the same employees had done it. They were not actually produced under license to North Face, and so that was called gray goods. And keeping that stuff out of our supply chain was a full-time job for one lawyer, who was always looking at paperwork. Well, in the creation of ballots, the same thing happened in 2020. There was a ballot company in Michigan who won a bunch of contracts to to print ballots for this county and that county all over America, about 20 different states. What they were doing was they were, if they got a contract to print 200,000 ballots for one county, they would print up 300,000 and take those extra 100,000 and they would ship them off to Europe, to New York, to a place called Flushing, New York, which has a long history with the radical left. There was a facility there, 100 people in a room associated with a union called SEIU, filling those ballots out. And the same thing was going on with all the counties that this printing company in Michigan supplied. So these people would fill them out, a very well-organized effort, would be filling them out, and then they were sent to Bethpage, New York. And at Bethpage, New York, there was a facility on Grumman Road, I believe it was called, where these were taken and they were reintegrated into the mail. They were integrated into the mail system as possible. Now, the Bethpage, New York facility is a postal station, but is not set up to handle first-class mail, and ballots are first-class mail. And if you're going to handle first-class mail, you need something called an Oregon machine. But they don't have an Oregon machine. But they were handling first-class mail. And they were putting them in Gaylords. What is a Gaylord? A Gaylord, there's a picture of a Gaylord on the front of this, associated with this video. A Gaylord is a box or a big canvas shopping version of a shopping cart, but much bigger. And it's on wheels, four wheels. And anytime you do warehouse work where you're moving lots of letters or packages, they get put in things called Gaylords, and then you move these boxes on wheels.
As Patrick Byrne explains, the Democrats stole Pennsylvania through a multi-pronged voter fraud effort involving machines and pallets of ballots sent to key locations in the state in the back of a USPS truck. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's a full-blown conspiracy fact. We have the evidence in black and white, and it's damning.
So each Gaylord holds 50 to 100,000 ballots. Between October 18th and October 21st of 2020, eight trucks came in from a company called Area Road and Trucking, and they were filled up with Gaylords, 20 to 30 Gaylords, and sent on their way to Lancaster, PA. One day, on one of those 3 days in mid-late October 2020, a different trucking company, its truck pulled in. It was called Ten Roads Trucking. And driven by a guy named Jesse Morgan, and somebody at the facility made a mistake and they loaded those ballots onto the wrong company's truck. He got the paperwork and it said, truck this to Lancaster, PA. He trucked it to Lancaster, PA. That was the guy, his name was Jesse Morgan. He got to Lancaster, PA. He was kept waiting for 6 hours because the paperwork wasn't from the right company and whatever, hoo-ha. He went in the back of his truck and he found 20 Gaylords. May have been 20, as much as 27 Gaylords. Well, if there were only 20 and each one held only 50,000, the truth is they can hold up to 100,000 ballots. Well, 20 Gaylords and 50,000 ballots, that's 1 million ballots. And by the way, these ballots, they were filled in and the outside envelopes were signed. And that's because in this facility in Flushing, New York, there were 100 union folks sitting there at tables filling out ballots for Joe Biden and signing the outside of the envelope. Of course, so that was the supply chain that got them from a printing company that was deliberately printing up gray goods, extra ballots, getting them to this left-wing group in Flushing, New York, who was filling them out and signing them, to a postal facility in Bethpage, New York, that wasn't supposed to be handling first-class mail, but yet it was handling ballots, which were first-class mail, loading them into a truck, getting them to Lancaster, PA, and there they were entering the mail system as mail-in ballots. Well, that was one of 9 trucks. We know there were 8 other trucks from some other company. So 8 or 9 times a million is 8 to 9 million, but it may have been 9 times a million and a half or more. So maybe more like 12, 13 million ballots were mail-in ballots were integrated into the mail system.
Every step in this fake ballot supply chain includes hundreds of individuals complicit in a conspiracy to steal the election and silence the voices of the American people. Emboldened by their success in 2020 and the lack of consequences, they're planning to do it all over again. The case Byrne was describing is now before a federal judge in Maryland. And yet the mainstream media is still playing their part in the cover-up by refusing to acknowledge the existence of the case. The liberal media are working overtime to convince the world that the US election can't be rigged, even though we've seen it happen before our own eyes. Do your part by sharing this video and spreading the word.
Alrighty, we're back. And Wendy, why do you think Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania's got so much corruption, why do you think that he isn't speaking out or demanding an investigation in any of this?
Well, there's a lot of states, you know. I mean, look what happened in Virginia, and then the Supreme Court said, oh, no, you got to take those illegal aliens and anybody that's not registered to vote off the roll, you know, because the Biden administration was suing Virginia to keep them on there.
I know that.
Well,
there's corruption.
Here's the thing. When you use the United States mail to commit a crime like that, that's a federal crime, so you go to federal prison for that.
I know. In case you were wondering why Governor of PA hasn't said a thing and nothing is being done to stop the rampant voter suppression and intimidation, well, here's a picture of him, Governor Shamir Shapiro, and guess who he's standing right next to? His good old buddy, and that is Alex Soros, George Soros. He's taken over for George Soros. Hardcore, so you have two hardcore communists to the core. And, you know, who is, there's the two candidates that are running. One of them is a Mao communist to the bone, and the other is a very pro-capitalist. So who do you think that they're rigging this whole election in favor of?
I guess Kamala Harris, really, because I know not going to be Trump. So I'm just wondering how they're going to shake all this out. How is this going to play out next week?
Well, that's what a lot of people say. Now, we say they've been caught already at a lot of this stuff. So people are looking. You're expecting they're watching. I know here in Ohio. They found several different ways in which they were going to try to using different means to algorithms. One that they were going to use here in Ohio to try to flip the state, but they got caught, and so then the people demanded the Secretary of State to look into it, And the same thing's happening in other states. In some, you know, number of states are saying, look, you have to have an ID. You have to be a citizen. Not in California. You don't even have to be alive to vote. You don't even have to live in the state of California. That's what the Communist Party is trying to do.
So E.T. could vote in California, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could.
Well, yeah, because he lives in outer space. But, well, you know, the thing that is really astonishing to me is, I was kind of shocked when I went to vote here in North Carolina because it was very different this year. You had to bring your photo ID, and they gave you the option of either paper ballot or use a voting machine. So that was new. They also were specifying on your ballot or on the machine screen. Do you think North Carolina should continue to mandate you be 18, a citizen or resident of North Carolina, and have photo ID in order to vote? So they were getting the public's input on that as people were voting. So I thought it was a good idea, and a lot of people agreed.
Yeah, I did too. You know what I'm going to do since I have you here, because people always want to ask you questions because they know you're very smart. And so we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. We're going to open the phone lines, and Style will do that. He's smart, too. And so it's 888-677-9673. If you have a question and a comment and for Wendy, give us a quick call, and you can ask Wendy. Because I have people that call me after you're on the radio program, and they're asking me questions about things in your catalog. And I tell them it'd be better off if they asked you, because you know more about what's in your catalog. Even though I have all your products, you can explain it better, can't you?
Well, I would hope so, yes. That segment we were talking about, organ transplant, you know, God's given us some really great herbs, Pastor, and we can use a lot of those herbs to keep our organs in good shape so we don't need transplants. So I encourage people to, you know, look into that, you know, be empowered, you know, get that knowledge because it's going to be important.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. All right. Here's what I do know about, because I have people ask me, you know, tell us a little bit more about Doers of the Word Church. And I'm talking about folks that are within driving distance for the most part. And so I'll tell you just a few things very quickly, just off my head. Doers of the Word Church, we hold very, very hard. We hold hard to the biblical standard, and we do it for real. I mean, we really do. Today you have so many people say, I believe in the Bible. And then you ask them, well, what does the Bible say about this or that? Got no idea, right?
Right.
Others at least say, yeah, I believe in the Bible, but I don't agree with all that it has to say. How in the world can you believe with it and not, right? So we believe that obedience to God should be taken to its highest level. That's exactly, you know, the one thing that God demands more than anything else from Genesis to Revelation is obedience.
Right. It's better than sacrifice.
Absolutely. And we believe that Jesus came to give life and give it more abundantly. We believe that God's word, the Bible, teaches about abortion, that it is murder, and that those that commit it deserve the death sentence. And that's what God's word, the Bible, when it says, when it comes to that, well, here's what God has said. With no exceptions, abortion is murder. There's no exceptions, no exceptions. Not life of the mother, not rape or incense. Well, that's what God has said.
Right. Well, I mean, anybody, you know, with any kind of, you know, brain knows that, you know, if you don't interfere with pregnancy, you're going to have a live human being, which is, God says is his inheritance. So if you don't interfere with pregnancy, you have a live human being who grows up to be an adult, grows up to be a taxpayer, grows up to vote. But when you do interfere with it, you rob that person of that life. So how is that not murder?
Well, you're absolutely right. We believe that Romans 12:2 says that we refuse to be compromised and we refuse to be conformed to the world. We absolutely, because so many people are saying that, but today so many have become conformed to the world. So many of the preachers just simply don't have the courage to preach out against sins as long as they're politically correct sins. We believe that Matthew 25, verses 41 through 46, we believe that exactly what it says about those upon the left, those on the left, because, you know, it tells you, Wendy, in fact, in the Bible, in Ecclesiastes 10:2 also, those on the left will be cast in the fire, be bound, because, you know, they have sinned and refused to take the Lord. So today, if you're a Democrat, you're referred to as those on the left, right? The mainstream media has referred to those on the left. And so God's word, the Bible, that says that holds to that. They will be bound and cast into a burning lake of fire. And we believe unless they repent, they'll burn, right?
Right. Well, that's what a fire does. And I want to just say, Pastor, you do a wonderful job of helping people relate to Scripture, because it just really comes to life, and it is you apply it to what's going on, and I think that really helps people think and want to learn more about God's Word and what He thinks and what He expects. So, higher standard is what He expects.
Absolutely, He expects. He holds us to a higher standard. You know, Wendy, I don't know if you've seen the commercials on TV that they're running where that woman, Julia Roberts, is in the commercial. And what they're doing, they're encouraging women to lie to their husbands. They're encouraging women to tell their husbands that they voted for Trump and not Kamala. This is what this commercial is doing right now. They're running it. The Democrats are running this commercial on, and that Julia Roberts is in there. What do you think about that?
They're encouraging people to lie.
Right, right. And all liars have their place in the lake of fire, huh?
Yeah, I mean, liars, there's a whole list of who's not in heaven, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, we believe, doers of the word, we believe that husbands and wives should have no secrets from each other, Wendy. No secrets from each other. Today, somehow, there's a mindset out there. And this is being held by some professing Christians, okay? And that your phone, your cell phone, and that's your private personal property, and your husband or wife has no business looking into your texts and that. But God's Word, the Bible says, no, you are to become one flesh. You have no secrets. You don't keep secrets from each other. And so, folks, you women out there that think, well, that's giving you a new freedom. See, this is why, Wendy, did you know that 80% of all the divorces, 80% of all the divorces are brought on by the women? Did you know that?
Well, I didn't know that, but okay, that's a statistic I didn't know.
Well, that changed a lot from the way it used to be. Things are not getting better in this country. It used to be, back in the old days, it was mostly, it was about 50-50, okay? Mm-hmm. Today, it's just about, because of what's happening, this feminist movement has encouraged. Do you know why so many of the men refuse to vote for Kamala?
Well, I did hear that she doesn't resonate with them. They don't relate to her very well.
Well, that's true. But the reason is that men have been so disrespected. They have been where they called, you know, this toxic masculinity, toxic mm-hmm. males. Men have been so disrespected here, and they're real tired of it. They're really tired of feminism. You know, they're really tired of women trying to tell them that they're superior. You know, they're really, you know, and so, but you know, again, then they're doing another thing too, where they're not. Who would have thought that the media wouldn't be honest? But there's not as many women that are for Kamala, in fact, as they say. Style, do we have that clip of those black ladies that we're talking? There's about a 3-minute clip, I think.
I can try and look for it.
Yeah, could you look? I played for it. I played it yesterday, I believe. We have a clip, there was a group of black women, and they asked them, I mean, being a black woman, you have to vote for Kamala, right? I mean, you're a black woman, and if you've watched NBC, ABC, or CBS, you have to.
Well,
I think
they know that she's not a black woman, don't they?
Yeah, they do know that. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. So, anyhow, I'm going to open the phone lines. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty once bestowed on us by God have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Whoa now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vickie Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege, whoa now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. Now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, whoa now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
All right, folks, all you have to do is look at our government and you'll know heaven's under siege. And we have Coach in the air. Hey, Coach, you're in the air.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, lovely Wendy Wilson.
Good evening, Coach.
Hey, I wanted to tell everybody out there, if you've got stomach issues with your gallbladder and your liver, Wendy, your milk thistle in the vial and your barberry, I put it in 4 inches or just 4 ounces of water and just sip it before I go to bed and it soothes. Or I put it in camomile tea, and that milk thistle and barberry is worth its weight in gold, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Glad to hear it. You're looking after your organs. Good for you.
Oh, I recommend it. You're going to be getting another order in the next couple of days because I want to be stocked up for the winter like Pastor Sanders, how he has this stuff. And I've had your body foundation, and after I've been at working and cutting grass and stuff and I want some energy, I take some ginger tea and then I put your American ginseng in that, a shot of that and a little bit of honey. Man, I got all the life I need for the next couple of hours. So I recommend Apothecary Herbs to all of you out there. This is Coach's tip. Get that milk thistle, the barberry, and your American ginseng, and you can't go wrong.
Well, that's good. I mean, we got a 20% off sale. It's our harvest sale, and it ends on the 2nd, though. So do mind the time, so you'll save 20%.
That's good. And before I get off, because I know other people want to call in, Pastor Sanders, I talked to you the past couple of months, and I said the only way we're going to win this election is if God hears our prayers and our cries across America. I've been challenging God. I've been talking to him. Says, Lord, they're mocking you. They're laughing at you. They're promoting homosexuality, drag queens. They're passing bills to get away with the abortion people that stand up, that they want to imprison them. They want to take the rights away from our children, from the parents, and let the schools make transgenders out of them. These are perverts. They're dancing with devils. And I tell God, they're mocking you. Lord, intervene. We need you, Lord, to put these people in derision. Turn around and make them fall on their faces so Donald Trump can win the election. And Pastor Sanders, thank you so much for your clips, and thank you for warning the people in America of what's going on, because we are in the days where 666 and the rapture is right around the corner. I'm going to get off. I love you. This is Coach Dwayne. Order that stuff from Wendy Wilson. Pick up their, get her number and order her catalog. God bless. I love you.
Amen. Okay, thanks, Coach. All that back at you. And folks, I would order it and get it while you can, because you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We know one thing, the deep world depopulation, they want to depopulate, and there's some things coming our way that we will be telling you about in the near future. This is exactly what God has told us would happen in his word. So let's go to Dayton, and there's Roger. Roger, you're in the air.
Yeah, good evening there.
Good evening. How are you?
Can you hear me? I'm doing
yeah, I can hear you.
Tuned in a little late and said your guest speaker is a Wendy.
Wendy Wilson, yep, from Apothecary Herbs.
Have you had her on a couple times? Every now and then I catch you kind of late in the evening here. You're on from about 10 till midnight here in the Dayton area on Truth Network 106.5.
Yeah, I've had her on. Wendy's been on for the last 25 years with me.
Yes, yeah, at different times. Well, I didn't know. First time I caught the name. Yeah, two questions. Our first one was the clip on the truck driver bringing a load of ballots from New York into Pennsylvania. And I first heard this after the election back in 2020. And he was saying, what in the world are we bringing these into Pennsylvania for? But then they tried to, if you remember during the election, it stopped at 10 o'clock at night. And then they resumed again like at 1 and 1:30 in the morning. And all of a sudden, the percentages and the leader changed in the numbers.
I was watching it when it flipped. I was watching it.
Right, was greatly changed like that. But and how can something like that not be? Have they silenced that driver? Or my question basically is,
that driver gave testimony under oath to Congress. He testified.
Okay. Good.
The thing of it is, there's so much the opposition is, especially in Pennsylvania. I mean, the corruption you had. Not only did you have the Communist Party, but the real Republicans in there were up against the rhinos too, so they had to fight that. You know, Michigan, it was really bad. I watched them as they opened a box truck in Michigan, and there were boxes in there, and they had right on it, Biden ballots, hundreds of thousands of phony Biden ballots.
You reckon that came from the same source?
Yeah, absolutely.
Out of that. You know, and especially with documentary, and then there was tally in places where they ushered out any Republicans, and only the Democrats were allowed to be in there, and with sheriffs or head police not allowing you in if that for them.
Yeah, that was in Detroit, Michigan, where they literally forced them out and covered the windows. They put plywood so they couldn't even see what was going on.
You know, this is something, you know, the evilness goes so deep like that. And then, you know, we need to, as far as law enforcement. Now, is the sheriff's office, is he the highest authority in each county to go in and has the right to go in? And
he is, if he's a constitutional sheriff. Okay. You have those that are, and then there are those that are not constitutional sheriffs, but the constitutional sheriff does have, he has the authority to go in and do that.
That's set up like that each county, you know, other than, you know, I don't know if martial law trumps that, but it's not the federals that can come in. And when they do this, this is a federal crime with major imprisonment, and a federal penitentiary is what this should be, you know, for those all the way to the top, to, you know, any of the workers that want to you know, come forward, and on that there'll be a grand immunity. But those in leadership are going to pay the penalty.
Do you remember the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Do you remember years when we had paper ballots? We had one day. And see, election day should be a national holiday. Everyone should get off on election day. Everybody, okay?
Right. Either a paid holiday. That's right.
Right. A paid holiday. And one day, you know, they do this in other countries. In France, for example, they have over 30 million votes. By 10 o'clock in the evening, the president's declared. You know, they count them.
Well, that's right. You got till midnight. If they're not in and counted, then they don't count. Now, I don't know about all the votes as far as early voting. I don't know whether that gives you more opportunity for corruption or not. That I don't know. And I like the paper ballots. For Wendy.
Yep.
For Wendy is on the book, you know, Barbary and Greater Burdock, the Burdock route for the mail. And just I'm learning. This is Roger that you're speaking to. I'm learning about natural plants and their nutritional and medicinal healing benefit. Then I've been following kind of Nicole Apelian, and I don't just take one source. Only one source that I take is from the King James Version, the authorized 1611 edition of the undoctrinated the Word of God. But once I start hearing, you know, four or five different people kind of telling the same thing without no bias or no alternative method, and you can kind of take heed to it. But from what that I've been learning, and on that, plus the natural plants have a deeper root system and draw out nutrients from the undisturbed and undepleted soils, unlike a garden. So is that something that, how can I follow or get a hold more of your information?
Oh, sure. They can. You need our product catalog. It's free. You can request one off our website at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs. Or you can give us a call at 866-229-3663.
Okay, you're going to have to.
I'll say it again. 866.
Let me catch up here, please. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, 866.
Okay.
229. Yep, 229.
Okay.
3663, and that's a 24/7 number. So we send it out first class mail, and usually you get it in a few days. But if you're harvesting anything with roots, harvest it in the fall, because then all the nutrition's gone back to the root. So the stem, the flower, you know, that all goes away in the fall. So all your nutrition is in the root. So that's usually when you harvest roots. Okay.
All right, I have to move on because we have one last caller, but thank you, Roger, for calling. Who do we have? Who's this one last caller?
We have Barrett in New Jersey.
Barrett? Okay, Barrett, you're from New Jersey. You're in the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
I've been listening to y'all for a couple of years now. Great information. I had a question for Dr. Wendy about your herbs and their use for healing. I have a family member, they're in the hospital with bed sores, and not too thrilled with the care he's been getting. So I was wondering what kind of tinctures or mixtures would be good for helping someone to get their strength back and heal and things like that.
Well, I can't give medical advice, but I can tell you what I would do if I was you. Typically for people, you know, like in, you know, homes, long convalescences, ginseng is usually very good at giving the energy to the body on a cellular level. It also improves the work or efficiency of other herbs you may be using, so there's a bit of a synergistic effect. The only thing on ginseng is if the person has a weak heart, you may not want to use ginseng because it is a bit of a heart stimulant. Circulatory herbs are also very beneficial. That would be your gingers and your cayennes. Make sure you know, immune system's working well, so you have some options there. My favorite, for if you're going to use it something on a proactive long-term area, I like to use the astragalus root, but save your echinacea immune boosters for when you're sick only, okay?
We do have a free catalog, which you'll learn a lot in. We also have free newsletters on our website. You can sign up there. They're delivered by email. And we do have a very informative blog that you might like, too, as well.
Okay. So let's say I wanted to give this to my family member, but, you know, things have to be cleared with their doctor. I know most doctors aren't educated on medicinal herbs or even basic nutrition, for what I understand.
Right. So they're not going to, I don't know, most of them won't really have an input on the herbs because they don't study them. I will say this, if you're taking prescription meds, a lot of times herbs can interfere with the absorption and uptake of a prescription, so you want to be careful there. Some people, if they decide they want to use the herbs as well as their prescriptions, they'll have a 2 or 3 hour window between taking their prescription med and using their herb, because usually by then the medication has gotten into the bloodstream, it's been digested, so they can avoid that interference. So you can always run it by the physician, but I really don't know what they're going to say. Most of them don't know what to say because they don't study herbs at all.
If you get that catalog and go through it, you'll become highly educated on, because the catalog is really good. You can get that, and then you'll know how to address the physician. ThePowerHerbs.com is called ThePowerHerbs.com, and it's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. That's the number there. I would definitely get the catalog, and because it's got all the information in there. And then you'll have an intelligent conversation. See, this is what, you know, when you talk to your doctor, say, this is what God has given us. Do you have a problem with what God has given us? And see what they say. I know I do that all the time, and most of them will tell you, yeah, well, you can't beat what God's given you, you know. So,
true.
Well, they don't study nutrition.
No, they don't, but you better, because what God gives you is always better than what Big Pharma gives you, believe me.
Oh, 1,000%. I've seen what years and years of pharmaceuticals did to, you know, well, person in question is my father. It wrecked his kidneys. After 20 years, now he's on dialysis. It's a boatload of pills, and I'm like, nah. God put everything that we need, it's growing out of the ground, but I had a couple of other questions to ask you on some other topics, but
we're out of time because I have to. We got to give an invitation, so I want to thanks for calling, but I'm going to be shut off soon, so I got to get moving. God bless. Alrighty, Wendy, that's where we're at. We're right up there.
Yep.
The most important thing. One of the things about us is we know when we leave this world, we're going to a much better place. We know we are going to leave this world. And see, that's the difference between us and Democrats, because we know we're going to a better place. They pretend that they don't believe that there's a hell. But deep down inside, that conscience tells them, and it kind of scares them, doesn't it?
And I think so, yes.
You can tell when you talk to them, you know, you can see it in their face and you can see it in their eyes. Yeah, God lets them know. So out there, folks, listen, everybody out there listening to me tonight, we're on from coast to coast. There's people driving in their cars listening to us, and as some people, I had several ladies already tell me that, you know, I go to bed with you every night, and don't tell my wife, but they listen to me and they fall asleep, you know, listening to me as I get off the air at that midnight hour. But folks, if you have not made that decision, listen, don't run out of, there's going to be tonight, all over this world, a whole lot of people are going to run out of tomorrows. You know, and there's no tragedy of dying, Wendy. Everybody's going to die, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But to die in your sin unforgiven, don't get any worse than that, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's, you know, regret doesn't even touch it.
Right. And you can't undo it, can you?
No, you can't. It's, you know, that time has passed. You know, you blew it. You know, you snooze, you lose kind of thing.
So does God give you a get-out-of-hell card?
He does. It's the blood of Jesus, making him the Lord of your life.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. So what do? The Lord Jesus did all the heavy lifting, didn't he?
He certainly did.
He died a substitutionary death. He took your place, he took my place, right?
And all
we have to do is what he says here. He says, what? Doesn't make it hard. He makes it very simple. He's the one that felt the pain. I mean, he suffered more than any man had ever suffered. And now he says here, what you need to do now, I need you to pray to my Father. I need you to pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of your sins. See, the good news is only a sinner can be saved, right?
Right.
And once you've done that, once you've prayed to the Father and asked for forgiveness of your sin, if you, folks, you know, a lot of people have the wrong impression of heaven. They just can't imagine what heaven will be like, how anything could be better than some of the ways that they're living on earth. Oh, but it's so much better, okay? But even those people can certainly have an appreciation for the fears of the fires of hell. And if you don't want to get to heaven for what heaven is like, you definitely don't want to go to hell for what it's like. And so what you do is you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. You ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, okay? Without any reservations at all. Jesus said, you got to put me first. I got to be before your father, your mother, your sister, your brother. I got to be before, and you got to put me before you, right? No exceptions. And once you've done that, you say, all right, Lord, you're going to be first and foremost. That's what we do here. Our major, every time we do a radio program, the main thing we want to do is obey God and do and say what he wants us to do and what he wants us to say. That's what I pray. Every single night I pray, Lord, you know, let your message proceed right from our mouths here tonight. And once you've done that, once you've called upon his name, now, and God will always honor a commitment, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and then you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Now, when I say all this, Wendy, do I have proof of all this?
Yes, it's in Scripture.
You've got God's Word, the Bible, the greatest source of wisdom and the greatest source of authority in existence. Well, we're coming up to that time where we come to every night at this time. And we say, thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. We want to say to you, God bless. Good night.
Good night.
And then, Wendy. Then that's when we get down to it, and we say, always, 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 always. Ready?
Always.
Keep fighting the fight. Fight, fight, fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.